Every day we encounter a sea of faces, each one carrying a story that could fill volumes. Yet despite our close quarters, true understanding of those around us often remains just out of reach. What if I told you that beneath the myriad expressions of those you meet lies a common thread, a stoic wisdom as old as time itself? Today we dive deep into the minds and hearts of those around us, not just to see, but to understand. We're exploring the 10 essential truths about people. Truths that Stoicism teaches us are not weaknesses, but profound strength. These insights offer not just knowledge, but the power to transform how we interact, how we meet challenges, and how we forge connections. Join me, and let's unravel the mysteries of human nature together, discovering how the ancient philosophy of Stoicism still lights our path in the modern world. If you appreciate the unique insights we're sharing here and want to support the channel, a simple free favor I'll ask from you is to hit the subscribe button. Also, don't skip any part of this video. Consider yourself an exception from the majority, ready to embrace a perspective that could genuinely reshape your understanding of life. Number 1. Everyone shaped by their experiences. Every one of us is like a book, each chapter written by the experiences we've endured and witnessed. It's fascinating when you think about it, how every interaction, every moment of our lives, layers upon the last to shape who we are today. Stoicism teaches us that it's not these experiences themselves that define us, but our reactions to them. This ancient philosophy encourages us to see life as a forge for our character, where each challenge, each joy and setback molds us more firmly. Take, for instance, someone who has faced great adversity. They might approach the world with a mix of caution and resilience, not because they are naturally distrustful or strong, but because their experiences have taught them both the fragility and robustness of human nature. On the other hand, someone raised in a more sheltered environment might navigate the world with a sense of bold optimism. Each perspective isn't just a personal trait, but a reflection of the journey they've walked. Understanding this can be transformative in how we interact with others. When someone reacts in a way that puzzles us, maybe they're overly cautious, or perhaps unusually aggressive, it's helpful to consider the unseen forces shaping that behavior, just as the Stoics suggest. By focusing on the present and controlling our reactions rather than being led by them, we can foster more meaningful interactions. We begin to respond not just to the surface emotions of others, but to the deeper currents that drive them. This approach doesn't just enrich our understanding of others, it enhances our empathy, allowing us to navigate complex social landscapes with grace and wisdom. It encourages a kind of emotional intelligence that is deeply rooted in both Stoic philosophy and modern psychological thought, a blend of ancient wisdom and contemporary insight that empowers us to lead more fulfilling lives. If you appreciate the unique insights we're sharing here and want to support the channel, a simple free favor I'll ask from you is to hit the subscribe button. Also, don't skip any part of this video. Consider yourself an exception from the majority, ready to embrace a perspective that could genuinely reshape your understanding of life. Number 2. Diverse communication styles. Communication, much like the urban flow of a river, varies greatly from person to person. Some individuals are like the rushing waters, direct and forceful in their expression, while others resemble a gentle stream, subtle and nuanced in their approach. This diversity in communication styles can be a rich tapestry that enhances our interactions, but it can also be a source of confusion and misunderstanding if not navigated wisely. Stoicism teaches us the value of understanding and adapting to these varied styles. The Stoics believe that the key to effective interaction lies in our ability to listen and respond appropriately, not just in the words we choose to use. For example, someone who communicates directly values transparency and may perceive indirectness as evasive or insincere. Conversely, those who prefer a more subtle approach might find direct communication brash or overwhelming. By recognizing these differences, we can tailor our approach to better align with the person we are speaking to. This is not just about altering our style to mimic theirs, but about creating a bridge of understanding that allows for clearer, more effective exchanges. It's about acknowledging that behind every communication style is a set of beliefs, experiences, and cultural backgrounds that shape how a person presents their thoughts and feelings. Embracing this Stoic approach doesn't mean suppressing our natural style. Rather, it encourages us to be more mindful and intentional in our interactions. It teaches us that the goal of communication is not to win an argument or to impress, but to connect and understand. By fostering this understanding, we not only prevent misunderstandings, but also enrich our relationships, making our social interactions smoother and more meaningful. Next time you find yourself puzzled by someone's indirect hints or taken aback by their blunt honesty, remember the wisdom of Stoicism. Consider not just what is being communicated, but how and why the person is communicating in that way. This deeper insight can transform simple conversations into opportunities for connection and growth, reflecting the true art of communication as envisioned by the Stoics. Number 3. Varied responses to stress. Stress affects everyone differently. Some of us react to stress like a storm, loud and intense, while others may respond more like a drizzle, withdrawing quietly and introspectively. These varied responses to stress are not just random reactions, but are deeply ingrained in our personalities, experiences, and even our biology. Stoicism offers a profound insight into managing stress. The Stoics remind us that while we cannot always control what happens to us, we can control how we respond. This teaching is crucial when we consider the spectrum of stress responses. For someone who becomes confrontational under stress, the Stoic practice of reflection and restraint can be a guide to temper their reactions. Similarly, for those who withdraw, Stoicism encourages a mindful assessment of their internal state and a proactive approach to addressing their concerns, rather than retreating passively. By recognizing these patterns in ourselves and others, we can foster a more supportive environment, especially in stressful situations. This involves not only managing our own responses, but also helping others handle their stress more effectively. For instance, if you know a colleague tends to become defensive under pressure, you can choose a more empathetic and calm approach when you need to discuss a high-stakes project. Conversely, if someone retreats into their shell, giving them space initially but then offering a listening ear can be more beneficial than forcing a quick resolution. Understanding these varied responses also deepens our emotional intelligence, equipping us with the tools to navigate complex interpersonal dynamics. This is not about changing who people are, but about understanding them better so we can work together more harmoniously. Stoicism teaches us that resilience in the face of stress isn't about suppressing our reactions, but about adapting and learning from them. In embracing these lessons, we not only improve our interactions, but also cultivate a Stoic calm in our communities, whether in personal relationships, workplaces, or broader social settings. It's about turning the challenge of stress into an opportunity for growth and connection, aligning with the Stoic ideals of wisdom and virtue in every aspect of life. Number 4. Inherent judgment. This ability has historical roots in survival. Early humans needed to rapidly evaluate situations for potential threats. However, in today's complex social world, these quick judgments can lead to misunderstandings and conflicts because they often rely on incomplete information. Stoicism teaches us the importance of suspending immediate judgments. The Stoics believe that wise individuals strive to see things as they truly are, without letting impressions or assumptions cloud their judgment. They encourage us to question our initial reactions and consider whether they are based on fact or bias. This reflective practice aligns with the Stoic ideal of cultivating virtue through understanding and self-control. By taking a step back before forming judgments, we give ourselves the space to gather more information and gain a deeper understanding of the situation and the people involved. This can help prevent the kind of snap judgments that lead to stereotypes or unfair assessments of others' actions. For example, if a colleague misses a deadline, our initial reaction might be to think they are lazy or unprofessional. However, if we pause and consider other possible explanations, perhaps they were dealing with a personal crisis, we might respond with more empathy and offer support instead of criticism. Practicing this Stoic approach to judgment not only helps in avoiding misunderstandings, but also fosters more genuine and compassionate relationships. It encourages us to interact with others based on a more complete picture of their circumstances and character, which is essential for building trust and mutual respect. Embracing this mindful approach to judgment can transform our interactions and lead to a more understanding and tolerant society. It reflects the Stoic commitment to live according to reason and virtue, improving not only our own lives, but also positively influencing those around us. Number 5. Universal insecurities. In the vast landscape of human interactions, one truth stands particularly poignant. No matter the facade of confidence, insecurities simmer beneath the surface for us all. This universal vulnerability is not a flaw, but a facet of the human condition that connects us in our shared experience of life. Stoicism offers valuable insights into how we might better navigate these often unspoken insecurities. Stoicism teaches us that our responses to our insecurities can either empower or hinder us. It suggests that by acknowledging our insecurities and examining them through a lens of objectivity and compassion, we can manage them effectively. This practice not only helps us understand ourselves better, but also fosters a deeper empathy for others. Recognizing that everyone, regardless of status or stature, grapples with their own doubts and fears, understanding that insecurities are a universal human experience can transform the way we interact with others. Instead of judging or competing, we can approach interactions with kindness and a spirit of support, helping to lift each other up rather than capitalizing on perceived weaknesses. For instance, when a colleague hesitates to share their ideas in a meeting, recognizing the potential insecurity behind their hesitation encourages us to invite their input and affirm its value, thereby strengthening the collaborative spirit. Moreover, this Stoic approach to dealing with our own and others' insecurities can lead to more authentic relationships. By openly discussing and addressing our insecurities, we can connect on a more genuine level, encouraging a mutual exchange of trust and respect. This does not mean that insecurities will vanish, but rather that they become less of a barrier to meaningful connections. In embracing this approach, we align with the Stoic ideals of virtue and wisdom, promoting not only personal growth, but also contributing to a more empathetic and understanding society. Each interaction then becomes an opportunity to practice these principles, enhancing our lives and the lives of those around us with each thoughtful engagement. Number 6. Self-interest in relationships. Navigating relationships can often be a complex dance of understanding and adapting to one another's motives and needs. A fundamental truth that can sometimes be hard to accept is that not everyone will always act with your best interests at heart. Stoics teach that while we cannot control the actions or intentions of others, we can control our reactions to them. By recognizing that individuals often act from a place of self-interest, we can better prepare ourselves to respond to situations with reason rather than disappointment or resentment. This understanding allows us to approach relationships with a clear-eyed view, anticipating that people might prioritize their needs and desires, which is a natural human tendency. Accepting this aspect of human nature doesn't mean becoming cynical or distrusting everyone, but rather involves cultivating a realistic appreciation for the complexities of human motives. It encourages us to foster relationships based on mutual respect and understanding, where expectations are clearly communicated and boundaries are respected. For instance, in a professional setting where team members value different outcomes, one valuing innovation and the other valuing tradition, Stoicism teaches us to appreciate these differences as strengths rather than obstacles. By approaching such situations with an understanding that each person brings a unique perspective that can contribute to a more robust solution, we pave the way for more effective collaboration and problem-solving. Moreover, respecting different values isn't just about avoiding conflict. It's about enriching our own lives. When we genuinely engage with people who hold different values, we expose ourselves to new ideas and perspectives, which can lead to personal growth and deeper understanding. This engagement requires us to communicate openly, listen actively, and negotiate fairly, skills that are all enhanced by the Stoic virtues of wisdom and justice. In embracing these practices, we not only make room for more peaceful and productive interactions, but also contribute to a more empathetic and understanding society. By valuing diverse perspectives and negotiating differences with respect and fairness, we embody the Stoic ideal of living harmoniously within the community, recognizing that the common good is enhanced by the inclusion and consideration of all its members. Number 7. Projection of thoughts and feelings. Projection is a fascinating and often unconscious mechanism of the human psyche, where one attributes one's own traits, emotions, or impulses to another. This psychological strategy can lead to significant misunderstandings and conflicts because it distorts how we perceive others' actions and intentions. Stoics advocate for a deep reflection into our own thoughts and behaviors, encouraging us to question the origins of our accusations or judgments about others. For example, if you find yourself accusing a colleague of being selfish, it might be useful to consider whether your own fears or past experiences are coloring your perception. This self-examination requires honesty and courage, but is crucial for personal growth and healthier relationships. Understanding projection can also lead to more authentic and open communications. When we recognize that our criticisms or negative perceptions might be reflections of our inner conflicts, we can choose to address these issues directly rather than displacing them onto others. This shift not only clarifies our interactions, but also fosters a more supportive and empathetic environment. Instead of engaging in blame, we engage in dialogue that seeks to understand and resolve the underlying issues. Moreover, this Stoic approach to dealing with our own and others' insecurities can lead to more authentic relationships. By openly discussing and addressing our insecurities, we can connect on a more genuine level, encouraging a mutual exchange of trust and respect. This does not mean that insecurities will vanish, but rather that they become less of a barrier to meaningful connections. In embracing this approach, we align with the Stoic ideals of virtue and wisdom, promoting not only personal growth, but also contributing to a more empathetic and understanding society. Each interaction then becomes an opportunity to practice these principles, enhancing our lives and the lives of those around us with each thoughtful engagement. Number 8. Differing values. In the rich tapestry of human interaction, one of the most vivid threads is our diversity in values. People prioritize different aspects of life, whether it's career success, family, personal freedom, or social responsibility. These differing values can sometimes lead to clashes, especially in situations where decisions affect multiple people with varying priorities. Understanding and respecting these differences, however, is key to navigating our social world effectively and harmoniously. Stoicism provides a practical framework for dealing with this diversity in values. The philosophy encourages us to recognize that while we can control our actions and responses, we cannot control, nor should we attempt to dictate, the values of others. This acknowledgement is crucial in fostering tolerance and patience. Stoics advocate for focusing on our own virtues and duties, encouraging us to lead by example rather than by imposition. For instance, in a workplace where team members value different outcomes, one valuing innovation and the other valuing tradition, Stoicism teaches us to appreciate these differences as strengths rather than obstacles. By approaching such situations with an understanding that each person brings a unique perspective that can contribute to a more robust solution, we pave the way for more effective collaboration and problem solving. Moreover, respecting different values isn't just about avoiding conflict, it's about enriching our own lives. When we genuinely engage with people who hold different values, we expose ourselves to new ideas and perspectives, which can lead to personal growth and deeper understanding. This engagement requires us to communicate openly, listen actively, and negotiate fairly, skills that are all enhanced by the Stoic virtues of wisdom and justice. In embracing these practices, we not only make room for more peaceful and productive interactions, but also contribute to a more empathetic and understanding society. By valuing diverse perspectives and negotiating differences with respect and fairness, we embody the Stoic ideal of living harmoniously within the community, recognizing that the common good is enhanced by the inclusion and consideration of all its members. Number 9. Motivational differences. Just as people hold different values, what motivates us also varies widely. Some are driven by a need for security, finding motivation in stability and predictability. Others seek recognition, thriving on acknowledgement and the esteem of their peers, while yet another group may be driven by curiosity, constantly seeking new knowledge and experiences. Understanding these motivational differences is crucial in navigating our interactions, both personally and professionally. Stoicism teaches us to approach each interaction with mindfulness and respect for the other's driving forces. By understanding what motivates others, we can better align our actions and communications to suit their motivations, which in turn makes our interactions more effective and harmonious. For instance, when you know a team member is motivated by recognition, you might make sure to acknowledge their contributions in team meetings. Conversely, if another is driven by security, you could provide them with a clear framework and steady expectations to help them perform their best. and for those driven by curiosity, offering opportunities for learning and exploration will keep them engaged and innovative. Stoicism doesn't just suggest that we accommodate others' motivations, it also encourages us to reflect on our own. By understanding what drives our actions, we can strive to ensure that our motivations align with our values and virtues, which Stoics regard as the path to true fulfillment. This alignment helps us interact with the world more effectively, ensuring that our actions not only respond to our needs, but also contribute positively to our environment. In practicing Stoicism, we learn to foster a community where diverse motivations are not just recognized, but actively supported. This not only enhances individual well-being, but strengthens the collective fabric, making our social and professional groups more cohesive and resilient. By embracing motivational differences and responding to them thoughtfully, we live out the Stoic ideals of wisdom and justice, enhancing our relationships and our communities. Number 10. Post-decision rationalization. In our journey through the complexities of human interaction, one of the subtler yet profoundly influential aspects we encounter is the phenomenon of post-decision rationalization. This occurs when individuals retroactively justify their decisions to align with their self-image or the image they wish to project to others, often revising the reasons for their decisions after the fact. Crafting a narrative that fits more comfortably with their personal beliefs or societal expectations. Stoics emphasize the importance of self-awareness and authenticity, advocating for a life where our decisions and justifications are guided by truth rather than ego or external approval. By understanding that people often reshape their narratives to protect their self-esteem or to avoid cognitive dissonance, the mental discomfort experienced when one's beliefs are contradicted by their actions, we can approach interactions with greater compassion and understanding. Recognizing post-decision rationalization in others allows us to see beyond the surface to the deeper motivations that drive behavior. It prompts us to ask why someone might feel the need to justify their actions in such a way, and what this might say about their values, insecurities, or societal pressures they feel. For instance, if a colleague defends a risky business decision with greater confidence after the fact, understanding this as a potential rationalization can lead to more empathetic and constructive conversations. Perhaps it reveals their need for acceptance or fear of failure, which are emotions we all grapple with. Moreover, being aware of this tendency in ourselves leads to greater personal growth. Stoicism teaches us to reflect critically on our own reasons for making decisions, encouraging us to align our actions more closely with our true intentions and ethical values. This introspection ensures that our actions are not just reflexive, but reflective, embodying the Stoic virtues of wisdom and integrity. In embracing these Stoic principles, we not only foster understanding and patience in our dealings with others, but also cultivate a more authentic and self-aware existence. This not only enriches our personal lives, but also enhances our relationships as we interact with others in a way that is both understanding and grounded in genuine insight. As we journey through life's complexities, embracing the wisdom of Stoicism not only enlightens our paths, but enriches our interactions. Thank you for joining us today on Stoic Saga. If this discussion sparked your interest, be sure to explore further resources on the Stoic way of life. Remember, every interaction, every challenge, and every moment is an opportunity to grow wiser and more connected with those around us. Embrace the teachings of Stoicism, and may each day bring you closer to understanding and fulfillment.